This past summer, I was blessed with an opportunity to be part of the Texas Revolution professional indoor football team in Allen, Texas. A little bit of history about indoor football in general. It started about 29 years ago with the AFL, Arena Football League, and they've kind of served as a pioneer for a number of leagues that have followed. But as of now, there are three leagues that I would consider the most recognizable. Number one being the AFL, because they're the grandfather of them all, you know. But then there's the IFL, Indoor Football League, and the CIF, Champions Indoor Football League. The Revolution are part of the Champions Indoor Football League. And in the Champions Indoor Football League, the rules are as follows. The field length is 50 yards. The field width is 28 yards. And offensively, you can have 8 on the field at once, and defensively, it's also eight players on the field at once, so it's 16 players total on the field during the course of the game. But teams are allowed to have 24 players on their active rosters for games. We're blessed with the Revolution in the fact that we're in Dallas, and we have a large talent pool around us, near us. We have a number of players that practice with us that are not technically on the active roster, but if need be, we can put them on when we have a player go down or need to look in a different direction at a particular position. Typically on offense, a basic lineup would be your three offensive linemen, so your center and your two offensive tackles, your quarterback, your running back, and then typically you'll have three receivers on the field, but you can also remove the running back. This is also known as emptying the backfield, and add a fourth receiver. On defense, again, you'll have three defensive linemen, your nose tackle, which is the guy that lines up over the center in the middle of the offensive line. And then you'll have the two defensive ends. Your linebacker that plays behind your three defensive linemen. And then you'll have four defensive backs on the field at once. But depending on what the offensive look is, coaches can choose to pull a defensive back and add a second linebacker. And the reason why they do this is typically to deal with a larger running back that needs someone that's more identical to their own size to tackle them. Because when you look at indoor football as a whole, typically the linebackers are former defensive backs who have a little bit of size, who are good at blitzing, and so you don't see the real big, huge linebackers that you see in the NFL. Looking at kicking in the CIF, it's very different from the outdoor leagues because the goalposts are much smaller compared to the NFL goalposts that are 18 feet wide. The CIF goalposts are 10 feet wide and they hang 10 feet from the ceiling. This part of indoor football is probably the most difficult for me. In my time watching games while I was there this summer, I think I probably saw four field goals that were made. And I watched, I can't even tell you the number of games that I watched. I watched all of our games and then also a lot of other teams in the league from a scouting standpoint. So that's definitely a very difficult aspect of indoor football. Other kicking components, punting is not allowed because in indoor football you're playing in an arena, and it just doesn't allow for a ball to travel that high with the space that we're allotted to play in. So punting is not allowed. And then for kickoffs, it's pretty similar to the NFL. You have your kick coverage team and then your return team. Kickers typically will place the ball at the front of the end zones, which are 9 yards across and 9 yards deep. And if a ball does not get returned by a returner, and it's considered a touchback, it gets put at the 5 yard line, as opposed to in the NFL when that happens, the ball is placed at the 25 yard line. So those are some of the basic rules of the game. The players and the fans are protected from contacting each other by dasher boards, which are 4 feet walls, 4 foot high walls that are padded, even though I gotta tell you, I've run into those before and they're hard. I would not want to run into those going full speed. But those are what protect the players from running into fans. And then one of the other rules that protects players from being injured is the fact that blitzing is only allowed to happen inside of what's commonly known as the tackle box in indoor football, or in football in general, which means that there's no blitzing that comes from the outside shoulders of the defensive lineman or the offensive lineman. And so you can't blitz from the edge. You can only blitz up the middle. So that's a general synopsis of the rules of indoor football, and I'll refer back to some of them as I'm going through some of the other episodes, but just things to keep in mind as I'm talking. Hope you enjoyed, and look forward to further episodes.